I don't know what I'm doing. I'll just be honest with you. I haven't talked to my agent. I haven't talked to my wife. I made a promise to this team that I was going to just focus on this team, and that's all I've done. So I haven't talked to anybody. I have an agent. I'm sure he's talking to people because that's what agents like to do. But I don't know.
He must have said, I'm going to be honest with you, or I try to be honest, after every answer about his future. And when people have to constantly tell you they're being honest, guess what? They're usually not being honest.
I counted at least six lies there and one truth. I have an agent.
Yes.
That part is true.
That is true.
He's definitely talked to his wife. He's definitely talking to the agent. He knows exactly what he's going to do. He's not being honest with anybody. He's a fraud.
By the way, before we get, I meant to mention this in the first segment, because right now the Maryland's about to be coachless and they're already AD-less. Sources told me last night that Gary Williams is willing to be interim AD. Ooh. While they, like, for 2 to 3 months, however long it takes to find a new athletic director, but to help try to smooth this thing over, while, because they need to find a coach quick. It might be Buzz Williams, which now everybody, we told you that yesterday.
Yes.
Now everybody's talking about Buzz Williams. But Gary, I'm told, is willing to be the interim AD to help smooth this thing out.
I would hope the powers that be there are smart enough to take him up on that offer. His reputation in the coaching community, in the basketball community, in the collegiate athletics community is obviously sterling. Few people care about the actual goodwill of the program more than him or have his experience. He would be the perfect conduit to get them into this next phase.
So we've talked a lot when we talked about Turgeon. I was at the last game and the fans booing him against Virginia when they lost Virginia Tech and then he quit. Well, Kevin Willard, there are videos out there of people booing him as he left the team hotel. There's worse than booing that was going on in College Park.
Yes.
And some of the bars there. Kevin Willard asked if he took offense to the fans booing him.
Not at all. I got my guy. We would not be in the Sweet 16 if it wasn't for Harvey Sanders. Harvey Sanders runs our collective, does all the fundraising, has been instrumental in getting us back to where we are. And Harvey gave me the biggest hug. So he matters. I understand fans are going to be pissed because I'm in limbo and this and that. I get it. Like, I'm kind of pissed, to be honest with you, because I didn't expect to be in this situation.
You put yourself in this situation.
This, you know, the great thing implied there was F the fans. The money man likes me.
Yes.
And he'll say good things about me maybe when I officially go to Villanova. If anybody Villanova calls him, I think he's got my back.
Yes.
Screw everybody else.
And that Brian Ullman guy.
And like I said, and you think this fool was able to motivate these kids before the game? Mm. He can't even lie straight anymore.
So
he was a good liar 2 weeks ago. He's not even a good liar anymore.
So I will put a Sophie's Choice question to you. Who's worse? Kevin Willard, now that this is going to end after 3 years, or what, the 10 years of Mark Turgeon as Maryland head basketball coach, which will be remembered less fondly?
This is the worst ending for me.
I don't think it's close.
Yeah. Like,
I don't think
the timing of it, the way he, like, at least you knew it was bad with Turge. Let's be real. Damon Evans, who, nice enough guy, we're all glad he's gone. We keep it real around here.
Yes.
Messed up and giving him the extension in the first place. The thing with Turge was going nowhere for a while. And did I hate the fact that he quit on those kids in November?
Yes.
I did. But that team was already going nowhere. And it was clearly broken between him and the athletic department. And so you punt on a lost season and those kids can start thinking about the portal. This was the best moment, series of moments in the program's history since Pete Gary Williams, and it was completely undermined by the pursuits of one individual.
Yes.
Who was doing everything for himself and nothing, in fact, for the program. And had he at least handled this with some degree of decorum, maybe it would have put the kids in a better mindset. It certainly would have put the fans in a better mindset. And had he just said, I'm not talking about my contract, I'm employed by Maryland, we're playing the biggest games we could ever play. Had he just said stuff like that instead of talking about expense reports and extra nights in New York City, this could have gone a little better, a lot better. We certainly wouldn't have had to been talking about it and obsessing about it instead of these games.
Things with Turge underachieved here. And then it bottomed out and he quit. And that was terrible. And that was horrible in its own right. But with Kevin Willard, this felt like it could have been the start of a nice run. This felt like it could have been the renaissance of Maryland basketball, where the fan base really buying back in. Him at his introductory press conference, bringing the swagger back to Maryland basketball, and then to completely have this dark cloud over the entire postseason run.
He said, it's not about me. This isn't about my money. It's about making the program better moving forward.
That's why it's way worse.
You know what kills me? And bleep him for making me care again. Because what the Turgeon part of it, Turgeon, the thing got so apathetic, stopped caring.
Yes.
And nobody expected it to go anywhere. And you're like, as long as that guy's here, this program ain't even worth watching. I'm going to watch it because I root for Maryland basketball. But Kevin Willard made us care again.
Yep.
And then as soon as you got to peak caring, he's like, I'm going to pull the damn carpet out from under you because I'm a greedy SOB. And you know what? Screw him for that. And that's why, to me, it's not even close that he's the bigger villain. It's not close.
We pose this question to the people. IA1057 The Fan on Twitter. Maryland men's hoops will endure two ugly departures trying to replace the legend Gary Williams. Mark Turgeon quit on a team around Thanksgiving, and Kevin Willard made a public mockery of the school knowing he was going to Nova anyway. Who is a bigger scoundrel? Turncoat.
Good word.
Quitter. Yeah, scoundrel is a great word. Over 400 votes in. Willard is worse, 73%. Turgeon is worse, 27%.
Yeah,
Turgeon took his buyout, took his ball, and went home.
Yep.
And he hasn't coached since, and he really looked like he didn't want to be coaching anymore the last year or so at Maryland. This guy just completely used Maryland, tried to pretend he was something completely other than what he was.
Pretend
and again,
this was a dream
had
job.
He just said, guys, next person asks me about my contract, this is over. You owe it to these kids. You owe it to what we've accomplished as a school to talk about that. I have a contract. I'm going to honor that contract. Like, there's a million different things he could have said to make this go away. He turned it into a national story and then tried to pretend that he didn't do it in the first place.
Hey, Ben, when we reset this a little later, do me a favor. I want the cut where he talks about, like, he's got an agent, he doesn't know what's going on, and then play it back-to-back with what he said after the Seton Hall loss, which is basically the same damn BS, just to hear what this guy shovels at you. But coming up next, we'll continue talking about Maryland basketball, the past and the future, what is next. Gene Wong was out in San Francisco covering the Terps for the Washington Post. He joins us next.